He also has skin on for a raya. He doesn't have to pay for tashmish. If somebody, let's say, guzzles a donkey, chameir, and he rides on the donkey for 5 years, if he were to rent out a donkey for 5 years, he probably would have to pay rent, maybe $5,000. The halacha is, he returns the donkey, he finished. He doesn't have to pay for tashmish. Suppose somebody guzzles a sode or a house, karke, and he lives in that house for 5 years. So since karke nigzales, he has to pay the rent for 5 years. So why is it if he guzzles a chameir and he uses the chameir for 5 years, he doesn't have to pay a penny? Because mitalton is nigzolim, so mele ligabe tashmishim, even if it's not nishtame. So it's his. He doesn't have to pay tashmishim because the gazla is kene de chayfetz, even without shinum ligabe tashmishim. It's his tashmishim. He acquired that as is to an avera, all right, so. But, and if it's not kene shekozal, then he acquires full title. So the gazla has kinyon. So the reason is why, in case of Shinu, why does the Gazlan have to pay? Because he's Kenyan. And the Gazlan has to make him a Kenyan. That's the Mishneh in Merube. That if a Ganef is not Meshich, the Behemah, from the Shus Habaylim outside, so then he's not Chayek. If he makes Agboy, he's Chayek, because Agboy is Kenyan B'chomokim. But if he makes Meshich, so as long as he didn't pull out the behemoth from the Shus Abaylim, Shus Anignef is not Chayef. So one Mechayef of Zele and of Neve is King Neve, King Zele. And then there is another Mechayef, Maisek Zele. Maisek Zele. So Reb Chaim says, why is Maisek Zele Mechayef? Reb Chaim mentions, because Ganeve Gazlen, Reb Chaya mentions it, and among the Chavdalad of his music. So it's not just an expression. Then Reb Chaim mentioned, all right, this Rai you could argue, but then Reb Chaim mentions another Rai. The Mishni Yodai, so Eved Omo, so the Tzduchim argued, why is it that Eved Omo, she is equal and not Mechui have to pay? So, because Shema Yaknetenu V'yeh V'yad Dish, what does it mean? Because you can't watch, you can't exercise Shmire of an Eved Omo. They are intelligent beings and they can become spiteful. No matter how much you take care, so you can't achieve it. Sometimes it's even counterproductive. If he has an anger against the master, so the more you watch over him, the more spiteful you become. In other words, you can't watch over him. You can't watch over him, as I explained it. So maybe the Torah doesn't require a person to do what he cannot do. The Torah requires a person to do what he can do. But that which he cannot do, the Torah doesn't require a person to do. So the Rambam mentions Eved Omo Ligabi Ganef and Gazda. The reason, the Rambam in Pirk Aleph of Hilchas Neireh, the reason is why if an Eved or an Omo steals, so the Bailim is not Mechuyev, or Rabs, the Bailim is not Mechuyev to pay for the Neireh, the Gzeireh, or Eved Omo, because Shema Yakitan. What can do? What does it do? That's it. A word in Mazik, so Reb Chaim says, because Ganevi Gazlen Reb Chaya mentions in the Chavdalet Oves Nizidin, so there is a chiyu for the Maiseh Agzele also, besides King Agzele. So he said, some Mele, as far as the chiyu for Maiseh Agzele is concerned, so then there should be, so it's like Mazik, so there should be Aloch El Shmoros Malachim. And the reason is why an Odin is not responsible for the Maisag, maybe the Maisag of an Eved Omo, because he can't watch over him.
Midaraisa.
Midaraisa. So he mentions that. So he mentions the Raya that Chavdalad Adavis Nizikindet, and Rav Chaim explains the Raya that, you see, the Raya that says, by Karakim Gozl Sode, Ve Shotfino, Gozl Sode Shotfino, Soim Larish Nech, it's not bad, it's a pool of water, no Karakim. But Avodim only Gozl Avodim Viskin, Oim Larish Nech, but Gozl Avodim made so he has to pay. Why? So Rav Chaim explains it very simple. In other words, you see, since the Atum Mechayim, one for the mind, for the king, is big, one Mechayim is the king's name, and one is the Maisik's name. Shinu is based upon the king's name. And the Raya is from the Gemara. As a matter of fact, I think it's today's Dafayom in Tmure. Or maybe tomorrow, so I don't know. Dafayom in Tmure, what's the Dafayom today? It's Dalet. All right, what? Not by Esnan. The machlekes between Abai and Rove, where they're called Milsedom Rachmon Elisavi, the Ovid Mahani, Ovid Loi Mahani. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, according to Rove, that called Milsedom Rachmon Elisavi is the Ovid Loi Mahani. So how is the Gazlan Kini Bishin? So the Gemara gives a Teres, special Zerosa Kosov. Elish Zerosa Kosov, Alim Kinshi Gozlo Yazev, Lavdom Mishun. What kind of Rishon has? I mean, the Isa is a Nisa to Gazel, not to have a Shin. After all, Shin is Keni, even Shin and Mele. If the Allah had been that only Shinu be Yodayim, could say it's called Milsa Machman Lissavi. But even Shinu and Mele, Gozel Behemoth is Kin, also is Keni. So he doesn't have here by the fact that the Behemoth became old. It's not his fault that the Behemoth became old. So what kind of a shayachas? The answer is, Shino is not kinyan mitzadatzmi. She, because the gazlan makes a kinyan. So every gazlan has kinyan in the gabbata shmishin, but not kinyan gomo. So there's a gzal sakosuv. If it's kinyan shegozal, then he has only limited kinyan in the gabbata shmishin, other things. But if it's not kinyan shegozal, so he has full kinyan. So mimele, how is the gazlan can be shinu? Not for the shinu itself, but for the ma'isa kinyan that he did. So mele, it's called mitzvah machman lisavit yovid l'mahane. How can it be effective for him? So it's a special zelza kosm. So the aloche that the gazlan is kinyan be shinu is based upon the kinyonic zela. Mele, kalkois amufka of kinyan zela. Let's say Rebleza holds that kalkan is zelis. So Rashi says in Babakame, how would it be Kene? By how would the Gazlan be Chayef for Gazlan Yisode if he makes a Kin Chazok? But a Kin Chazok is effective in Karak. But there is Exil Sakosov, it called Prato Chlao, that Kako is in Exilis, because of Exil Sakosov. Not because Bimtsias, it's impossible to take away Yisode or a building. But because Al Pidin de Amufke, it's a Klau Prato Chlau. Reb Lezal Dosen Darshin de Klau Prato Chlau. That because you're Zayin, you're Kame, some Mele, Karka is Nixol, it's for the kings. Now, but the question, but, Avod Mizuk Shei Karkois, some Mele, there is no kings there. Some Mele goes to Avod Mizkinu, he doesn't say, he says Arishol of Mecho, because there is the amufk of the king's zile, but Gozla Avodim Umeisu, so then he has to pay Mitzad Maisa Zile. And Reb Chaim says it's two parshas. The parsha of king's zile, that's in the parsha, Veishiv, the posik, Veishiv Zagzilo, Asher Gozal Imkin, Asher Gozal Yazen, Lavdom Butchum, the king's zile, and then the posik in Vayikro. So he says Vishilam, so that's for the mice.
If you can be Heshiv, then it takes off the whole thing.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. So the mice exile. And the mice exile is Mitzad Mazik. That's why, if not for the fact that Shemo Yachnite Rabbi Ilach Yalik Dishil Chaveirei, so he would be Chayev. Mitzad King exile is not Chayev to say. that he should have kinyan zeile because the eved and normal gamvet or the rapt. But Mr. Meisig zeile is a form of mazik. Anyway, so it's really a chiv of mazik. So the question is, how can sheol be called ovis niziki? So I think the plim pshat is, as far as the chiv onsen of sheol is concerned, that has nothing to do with mazik. I mean, what kind of mazik is he can be the biggest chofetz chaim, I mean, and still be higher for us, but a sheol is also higher for pshi and for neir avede. He's higher even for us, but the same chiyuvim that applies to shemachinon applies to a sheol too. So merely insofar he mentions there are certain people who are maziki. So sheol is a mazik in regard to the chiyuv for pshi. But Enoch Name, the Chiv of Onsin is not called the Mazik. That's what I think. Oh, so it's late.